Hello everybody, Foxbreaker Studios here, and today I was just going to do a quick special edition. There's a few topics I wanted to talk about. But first of all, I reached 100 subscribers on my YouTube channel, so if there's anyone listening who has subscribed, thank you. And so I appreciate that, and so the Q&A is over. I did a video on that, so you can go check that out and answer the questions that I got. But I'm also doing a mock contest, which is just now opened, actually. Due date is March 15th, so you have plenty of time to enter it. There's more details on a quick 3-minute video that I have on my channel about that and just, like, the rules and stuff. But, so yeah, if you want to enter into the mock contest, you can go check that video out on my YouTube channel. So, that was the first thing I wanted to talk about real quick. And the second thing that I wanted to say was kind of like a breaking news, I guess, which is I wanted to talk about the new LEGO set that just came out, or not just came out, but very recently, called it's Star Wars, it's the Dark Trooper Attack. And this is awesome. Like, we were not really expecting this. Like, I think this is even better than a Dark Trooper Battle Pack. I mean, it basically is. It's just a little bit bigger. But this is epic. I mean, you get 3 Dark Troopers, which is awesome. And you get a Luke Skywalker, which is amazing. And I'd say this is better than any battle pack they ever would have made. Because, you know, we were expecting, like, a Dark Trooper Battle Pack. But, yeah, this is really awesome. And I think it looks really good. So it's kind of like the first entrance where Luke goes into the, like, he comes out of kind of like the, you know, I guess you could call it, what would you call it? It's like a revolving door, and then he comes out in the Dark Troopers. It's from The Mandalorian, by the way. So yeah, this is really awesome. And so basically it's just the front hall, and there's some really cool stickers and stuff. But yeah, I'd say it looks really good. There's a few really cool, like, play features they added. So they added, obviously the revolving door that Luke can go through, which looks pretty good. And then there's also another feature, which is, there's, like, a turntable for Luke to, like, I guess, like, you can, like, hold, if you pose the lightsaber, like, upwards, you can, like, hit the gun of a Dark Trooper, which is pretty cool. And then there's also a feature which is kind of like a force push, like if Luke, like, force pushed a Dark Trooper away, like, it's kind of like, you know, a pull out, I guess, little, you know, like in the Lego Movie Maker 2 Maker, I don't remember what it is, but anyway, the set that the Lego Movie Maker that they made for the Lego Movie 2, it kind of has that feature where there's, like, a little sliding thing to, make it look like it's moving. But this is really cool because this is, like, a force push. So I think that looks really cool. Probably pretty useful in stop motions. I'd say it's a pretty good set. Right now, since it's coming soon on March, it is $29.99 on LEGO.com. And it's set 75324. And it has 166 pieces, so, yeah, I'd say it's a pretty good-looking set. Definitely one I'm going to buy. I definitely want that to add to my collection, because I don't really have any Mandalorian sets, like, whatsoever, and the Dark Troopers would just be awesome without having to get the Imperial Light Cruiser. So, yeah, that'll be really cool. That's really all I wanted to talk about today. Like I said, if you want to go enter my mock contest, you can check out the rules and the details on my YouTube channel in that quick 3-minute video. And, if you want to go check it out, that video, and also like and subscribe while you're there, please subscribe to this podcast if you want to hear more episodes. Go check out Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast if you'd like to. He has some pretty cool, podcasts, So, yeah, and I guess that's it for this episode. Really quick, but I just wanted to tell you guys. So, yeah. So, thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.